The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Senators 7-3 last night. They've got a 3-1 stranglehold on that best of seven series. I want to play a clip from Daniel Alfredson after the game. And this is Daniel Alfredson in response to question about whether or not the team had a shot going into Pittsburgh of maybe getting the series back in Ottawa. This is Daniel Alfredson's answer.
Is it feasible to beat them three times in a row?
Probably not. I mean, with their depth and power play right now, and it doesn't look too good.
That is Daniel Alfredson talking after last night's 7-3 loss. Jason York of Sportsnet joins us from Ottawa. Jason, of course, played with the Senators, played with Daniel Alfredson. Jason, I got to ask you. I mean, I'm not going to make a big deal necessarily out of that statement. I've spoken to Alfie before. I think we all know how he reacts to things. But I've got to ask you. You played with the guy. Were you surprised by that statement, or is that Alfie just being open and honest?
We're actually neighbors too, Jeff.
There you go.
I played with Daniel for 5 years, and the thing when you take things that are at a media scrums, you got to be there for the whole scrum. The questions that are going around from all the different reporters in the dressing room last night and in the locker room, and this is kind of the analogy the Senators team have taken upon themselves throughout the year. Nobody's given this team any credit or any chance, first of all, making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And now they're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, who, let's be honest here, this team is predicted to go right to the Stanley Cup final. So everybody in the media, when they're asking these questions, they're not giving the Senators much of a chance. So Alfredson, in a way, I know how he's answering this. It's not coming out the right way, but he's answering a little bit in a sarcastic tone, saying, yeah, no. But mm-hmm. honestly, look at us. We don't really have a chance. But inside that dressing room, I know for a fact the players believe all I have to do is go win the next game, and they take it from there, because I've been in situations like this before. All you can do is win the next game. So Alfredson's comments, although they don't sound great on the outside, I don't think they're meant that way.
With Jason York and the Jeff Blair Show, 7-3. I don't think it surprised a lot of people that Pittsburgh would win that game, even after a double overtime loss. But it was pretty decisive. Were you surprised at just how decisive that win was? And look, and Jason, I know Pittsburgh is a deep team. I mean, they're really good. We know all that. But were you a little surprised that it was that decisive?
Well, I'm surprised that they got the 7 goals, for sure, especially mm-hmm. the way Craig Anderson's been playing. I was predicting more of a 1 or 2 goal game. But the Penguins, that's the type of talent they have. This team's built to win or come very close to winning the Stanley Cup. When you give them opportunities on the power play, and if you sit back, and I thought this game was won in the second period in the first 2 minutes, the Senators decided to sit back and they started giving the puck away. And when you start giving the puck away against the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're going to make you pay. Mm-hmm. And then once they get one, they get two, and then they just started pouring it on. And then the Senators, it was almost like they just kept getting hit with a flurry of rights. And before you knew it, they were knocked out. And that's the ability this team has, much like a Chicago when they're really going. The Penguins are similar. Fortunately, the Blackhawks are having enough trouble with the Red Wings right now. But Pittsburgh, boy, like you said, Jeff, they've got so much talent. If you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Yeah, and the power play showed up last night for the Penguins. James Neal showed up last night. But I want to talk a little bit about Jerome Iginla. I've seen the Penguins play a fair amount since the acquisition of Iginla. I think we all thought Jerome was the type of guy who would fit in. He'd fit in well wherever he went. I mean, there's so many elements to his game. But boy, he looks like he's just tailor made for that team, doesn't he? And for the playoffs, frankly.
You know what? To tell you the truth, throughout the playoffs, it's funny when you're a captain of a team and you get traded. And he comes to Pittsburgh, and I remember his comments. He said, I just want to come here mm-hmm. and fit in and do my job, whether that's scoring goals, checking, and do what I can. Up until last night, I haven't really noticed the Jerome Iginla of old, the big difference maker. And he's getting a little older and maybe a little long in the tooth. But you look at his two goals last night. One's a tap-in empty netter, and one's a one-time slap shot. So mm-hmm. I look at that team. He's just, to me, he's just another part of that team that's doing his job. And that's the scary thing about the Pittsburgh Penguins. They've got so many different guys. Look at James Neal last night. To me, James Neal was the biggest difference in that hockey game. He finally woke up. I think he had 3 points. And Kunitz is always going. Dupuis always going. Then you got Crosby. Throw Malkin into the mix. And how about Matt Cook? Like, I know everybody hates this guy, but he's been a very effective player in this series as well. And that to me really kind of symbolizes what the Penguins are all about. They've got so many different things going on for them. And Iginla is just another added bonus for them.
I know you got a show to get ready for, but before we let you go,
yeah,
I did want to ask you just before we let you go very quickly, what will tell you early in game five that the Senators have a shot at this thing? A couple of big saves by Craig Anderson, or what will tell you that it could be an interesting game?
I'd really like to see the Senators team establish a forecheck, and I don't think they've done that yet in this series. They've had some timely goal scoring. They've had lots of timely goaltending, but they need to start getting on Pittsburgh's defense. Like the New York Islanders did, I remember Kyle Okposo. He was getting on guys like Paul Martin and just making them pay a price. I don't think the Senators have done that yet in this series, so they got to start getting their nose a little dirtier and start simplifying. Like I said, when you turn the puck over against Pittsburgh, bad things are going to happen.